This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Hey guys, thanks for joining my new podcast on Anchor. Anchor is a great platform to listen to amazing podcasts, have your own guests, and even have your own show. Here are the details. Hey guys, welcome back to Monica the Spirit Queen Paranormal Hour. I know I've been away for a while from this podcast because I've been really busy, but I'm back now and back for good. So hopefully you guys will subscribe, and I do appreciate any donations or any support that you guys could give me. Even sharing my podcast goes a long way. So I do appreciate all my loyal listeners out there. Also, I wanted to give a listeners discretion. You know how they do the viewer's discretion. Well, this is the listener's discretion. My podcast episodes are not for the weak people, and they're not for the sensitive. I don't have a filter, and I talk about anything and everything from spirituality to politics to you name it, I talk about it. Okay, people send me requests of what to talk about, and that's exactly what I do. Last time somebody tried to report one of my episodes, attempted to report it. But let me tell you what happens when you attempt to report my episodes. Number one, I get an investigation team that actually finds out and tracks you down on who you are. Number two, I do file lawsuits. I'm very famously known to file lawsuits on people that try to slander me and attack me on social media. Instead of minding their own business, they stick their nose where it doesn't belong. And I have not lost a fucking case yet, okay? So the last person that tried to, first and only last person that tried to do that, ended up losing all the rights to social media platforms because it is a felony to slander somebody and to harass them and stalk them on social media, which is exactly what this person was doing when they tried to report one of my episodes, and they ended up losing all rights to all social media platforms. So just to give an FYI heads up, if you don't have the stomach for my episodes on my podcast, then I suggest you to get the fuck off of it. Okay? Oh, and by the way, I don't have a filter. So with that said, let's move on. There's a lot of things that were brought to my attention as far as what is going on in this world. Of course, obviously, I know what's going on in this world, but I try not to talk about politics too much. But this is something that has come to a head, and it's something that I feel like I need to express my feelings and my emotions and expose some of the shit that the sheep are still not aware of and they're still asleep. So hopefully my episode of this that I'm speaking about right now is going to wake up the sheep. Number one, let's go to this ass virus that everybody's been talking about for a year and a half. I have a question for all the libtards out there. What happened to when Sleepy Joe said that we had, not Sleepy Joe, sorry, Dr. Fake, said that we had it was only going to be 15 days to flatten the curve as far as the pandemic bullshit happened, okay? 15 days goes on about a year and a half now, a little over a year and a half going on now. So what is going on with that shit? I want to ask the libtards why they're allowing themselves to get controlled. Okay, so in the beginning, people were wearing the fucking muzzles, okay? They were staying at home. Apparently, that didn't fucking work. Then Dr. Fake came out and said the muzzles are not working because they don't work, period. If you look on the boxes of the muzzles that people are purchasing left and right, like they did with the toilet papers, you will see that it says, it does not prevent you from getting the ass virus. I'm not going to say the name. Okay? So, again, with that said, hospitals, doctors, and nurses came out saying the same thing over and over again for a while now. It does not prevent you from getting the fucking ass virus. Those who have been wearing the muzzles are more accessible to get the ass virus than those who are not wearing it because of the fact that it does lower your immune system and you are more accessible to get pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia, from wearing the muzzles versus those who don't wear the fucking muzzles. So think about that. Also, now that more and more people are awake and they said we're not going to wear the fucking muzzles, Dr. Fake and Sleepy Joe, Horse Cackling Mouth Harris, they all came up, you know, the whole administration, they all came out with, oh, well, you got to get the jabs. Okay, so enough people have gotten the jabs and dropped like flies. And I'm not saying this lightly, okay? So don't get that wrong. I'm not saying this lightly. I just don't have time to sit here for hours explaining. But when it comes to the jabs, how many people have passed away, crossed over, dropped like flies, whatever form you guys want to put this in? How many people has it affected? And those who it did not kill, okay? How many people has it affected neurologically? Think about it. They get this shaking syndrome. They have their memory loss. I mean, all kinds of stuff. People stop walking. They can't walk. A lot of people can't talk. A lot of people. There's so many effects from these jabs. In fact, Johnson & Johnson came out and had to pull the jabs back because of the fact that it has killed so many people and they don't want to take responsibility. So what they say, we're just going to pull the jabs back. Now there's Moderna, there's Pfizer. Oh my gosh, don't even get me started on Pfizer. How many have them taken the shots? Not just the first one, but the second one as well. And how many of them have gotten affected by it? Don't lie to me because I know the numbers. The only fucking people that lie are the fucking media. So when you think about it, these jabs are not healthy, okay? They're not vaccines. I don't call them vaccines. I call them the killer shots or the killer jabs. I told my family not to get them. My family is never going to get them. Ever, ever, ever. Okay? Those who got them are actually considered lab rats. The world, if you really think about it, the world itself is a fucking lab. And the rats are the ones that actually do get them. And the rats, I mean, it's a perfect name for them, right? Not only do they get them, but they're also the Karens who bitch and complain about, well, you need to get the jabs. Bitch, mind your own business. I don't need to. You got the jabs. You feel like you're safe. Don't worry about us, okay? Well, then I need to call the cops because you're not wearing the fucking muzzle. Fuck you. I'm going to shove the muzzle up your ass. Do not come up to us and say that we need to wear a fucking muzzle because I will shove that fucking muzzle up your ass. Now, it's the border crisis. And, you know, it baffles me. Like, I don't get how libtards are okay. Libtards are okay with being put on a fucking tight leash. A tight leash from this leftist, democratic, corrupted administration. And they're okay with that. Like, that's all they needed in their life is somebody telling them what to do. Well, we'll tell you what to do. Take the muzzles off and start taking the fucking jabs. That's what you need to do in order to save your life and your family and everybody else around you, your loved ones. But you think they care and they listen? No, they don't give a shit. They're going to do whatever the fuck they want. Well, you know what? Two can play that game. I believe last time I checked, you guys, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm fucking wrong. Last time I checked, this is a free fucking country. America is a free country. Freedom of speech. We have our amendments. We have our constitutional rights. We have our laws that protect us. And the last time I checked, we are in control of this administration that's in office right now. We're in control of the government. They work for us. We don't work for them. But yet I continuously go out. This is why I try not to go out as much as I don't have to. Because one of these days, I swear to fucking God, I'm literally going to shove a fucking muzzle up somebody's ass. And I'm going to record it and put it on YouTube so everybody could see how fed up we are. The looks that we get, we go to the fucking store. We don't wear a fucking muzzle. Ma'am, do you have a fucking muzzle? No, fuck you. Fuck you. You worry about yourself. You're wearing one, so you don't need to worry about somebody else. You're keeping yourself so-called protected in your delusional fucking mind. Don't worry about what we fucking do. Okay, last time I checked, they're not our fucking parents. They're not God. They're not Jesus. And they have not given birth to us. And they have no control over what the fuck we do. Not even the law has control of what the fuck we do. Not even law enforcement officers have control of what the fuck we do. Going into that, I've been seeing Australia, Canada, Brazil, many other fucking countries that are standing up and fighting harder, pushing back harder than our fucking own country. It's a disgrace to, oh my God, like you have no idea. It's a disgrace to call this motherfucker a president. He's not a president. Never, ever, ever was and never will be. He's a puppet for Osama's third term. That's what he is. He's a puppet for Osama's third term. And y'all know what I'm talking about and who I'm talking about. So when it comes to all this bullshit that's going on, and I see proudly watch all these other countries doing rallies, standing up against the administration, standing up against our own government, standing up against this tyrannical fucking bullshit that's going on, the agenda that they're putting on us, standing up against law enforcement, it makes me proud. Don't get me wrong, there's a lot of good cops, but there's also a lot of bad ones. And I hate to say this, there are a lot more bad ones, there are good ones. And I've seen it and heard it all. I just seen a fucking video tonight when Australians in Australia are pushing back in a rally. These cops are threatening, telling them to go. Who the fuck are you to tell them to go home? Who the fuck? Why don't you go home? This is for law enforcement. Why don't you go home? This one video I saw upon many others, that these law enforcement officers are telling these Australians to go home or else they're going to be arrested. Arrested for what? Do they not realize that when they illegally arrest somebody for not breaking the law because masks or muzzles, I just made me gag saying that word. Muzzles or getting the jabs are against the law. Mandates are not laws. Let me get that straight. Let me get that straight for the libtards in the back to hear me. They're not laws. You guys are not God. You can't play God. And it doesn't work on us. And these fucking cops in Australia are threatening to arrest people. And I'm so glad that I've seen these videos of people standing up and saying, go ahead and arrest us. How many of us are you going to arrest? And they technically, in all reality, they cannot arrest everybody. Those who do get arrested, charges get dropped in any country, including the United States. You know why? Because it is a mandate. It is not a law. It's recommended, but it's not a law. Okay? Mandate is just another word for recommending. That's it. In the court of law, if you guys look it up, and I know this because I've been a paralegal for many years in different states, I know. So mandate is just a recommendation of, well, can you please put this on? No. Well, then my claws are going to come out. No, bitch, my claws are going to come out. There ain't nothing you can fucking do about it. Well, I'm going to refuse services. Then I'll just file a lawsuit. And you can definitely file a lawsuit on false imprisonment if you do get arrested for not wearing a muzzle or not getting the jab, okay? Let me just tell you that much. That's something that the media will never tell people. But there are people behind closed doors that the media will never say that have won lawsuits on administrations that are continuously trying to push this agenda to control people. It's a population control. Take the jabs, kill yourself. It's manslaughter. That's what it is. Sleepy Joe needs to be in prison, charges up his ass for millions and millions of fucking people that have fucking died under his administration. That's all. And people want to fucking blame Trump. What the fuck did Trump do? Nothing. Has he killed anybody? No. In fact, Trump made peace with our fucking enemy countries, including Russia. He made peace with Russia. And you know what's funny? I don't blame the Russian president for not... The guy can't stand Sleepy Joe. And I can't even blame him. If I'm not even going to go there. But let's go back to Australia. So this one video that I saw, the guy that's recording, the cop, one of the cops says, the guy says, why are you mandating? You know it's not the law. We're not going to go home. You're not going to tell us to go home. We're not going to comply. Well, if you don't comply, then we're going to arrest you. So fucking arrest me, they said. So the cops started to walk away. But before that, which is exactly what I thought, you cannot arrest somebody because it's not a law to not wear a muzzle or get a jab, okay? And we're not 5-year-olds and you're not our parents. You don't tell us when to go home and when not to go home, especially broad daylight. So the guy's talking to the cop and the cop says, well, you know, my wife just lost her job. She's not working. This is my only income. I have to. I'm forced to do my job. My job is to force you guys to be under control of what the government says. And the guy says, fuck the government and fuck you. We don't give a fuck. If you don't care about us, why should we care about you? Fuck you and your wife. If you're not going to fucking eat tonight, I don't give a shit. But my wife and kids won't be able to eat either if we comply to your tyrannical agenda. And that's exactly how, you know, I don't wish ill on anybody. I don't wish ill on anybody. But I will tell you this much. I will tell you guys this much. If you guys are ready to hear it, then raise the volume up more so you can hear me. I don't give a shit about those tyrants, those libtards, the sheep that comply. I don't give one fuck, two fucks, and three shits of what happens to them. I really don't. I also don't give a fuck about those who get the jabs after for almost a year of us telling them not to get it. And seeing other people getting affected the way that they have been getting affected after they get the jabs. And then they're coming up too on social media asking for donations. I'm sorry, but I will never donate to people like that. I don't feel sorry for those who get the jabs and get side effects from them, because we fucking warned you not to. And I don't want to hear excuses about, well, if I lose my job, I'm going to lose my job. So fucking lose your job. There's plenty of other jobs out there. Stop being lazy. It might not be in your same fucking field that you want to work at. It might not be the same career that you're working at. But a job is a job that fucking gives you money, right? Stop being lazy and look for jobs that are not requiring you to wear the muzzles or get the fucking jabs. There's plenty of jobs out there around the world, not just in our country, but around the world. So I don't want to hear bullshit about, oh, I got to, and this is another thing. This is what pisses me off more than anything. When it comes to our military, when it comes to our doctors and nurses and healthcare workers, we're going to get dishonorably discharged. Well, if you're going to get dishonorable discharge, then I'm sorry, but in our eyes, you're still a hero. So whether that piece of paper, whatever the fuck that piece of paper says, you got dishonorably discharged because of you choosing life over death, not getting the jabs, then in our eyes, you're a fucking hero. In the Patriots' eyes, in the conservatives' eyes, in the Republicans' eyes, in the right-wing's eyes, you guys are heroes. A piece of paper doesn't mean shit to us. It's what you do for us. It's what you've done for us. You fucking wear that uniform. You go out there. You face our enemies. You fight for our freedom. And you come back with dishonorable discharge because of the fact that you did not get the jabs. To us, you're a fucking hero because you chose life over death. If nothing happened to you while you're at war and you came back all in one piece and they gave you that stupid piece of, burn that fucking paper. Burn it. Who gives a shit? Because to us, you're a fucking hero. And I guarantee to your family, it's a relief that you come back in one piece. You come back alive. And you chose your life over death by risking your life for our country versus getting a stupid jab. Who gives a fuck? And the same thing with the healthcare workers. I know it's hard. I know it's really fucking hard. And I know because I have a lot of family and friends in the military and in the health field. I know it's hard, but don't do it. Don't fucking do it. It's not worth it. Let the libtards do it, man. The less libtards on this planet, the better for us. So that way we don't have to hear the Karens and jabbing and all this other. Fuck you. What happened to Joe Blow's fucking Sleepy Joe's followers and supporters and voters? How come they're not making, how come they're so quiet? They're not making noise. How come you guys are so quiet? How come you guys are not saying anything about the open fucking border crisis? How come you guys are not saying anything about the Haitians rushing into our country? Or the Mexican fucking border open for months now? How come you guys are not saying anything about the child trafficking and human trafficking? Got nothing to say? Cat got your tongue? Now fucking Sleepy Joe is talking about, I'm going to take the horses away from the border control people because those officers are whipping the people. No, they're not. You saw one picture with the whip and it wasn't even hurting anybody. Not one time ever. I've seen millions and millions and millions of comments coming in and a lot of videos attached to those comments. And not one motherfucking person in the comments have said anything about, oh, I witnessed them in the video actually whipping somebody. No, they don't. They haven't even touched anybody. Now you want to take the horses away? Sleepy Joe wants to take the horses away because it offends him. Everything offends him. Cough and sneeze around him because it's fucking allergy season. We're in the fall season, which is allergy season. Cough and sneeze around him. And he's going to be like, oh shit. That's a fucking terrorist threat. Fuck you, Joe. Fuck you. And fuck your administration. Enough is enough. We're tired of getting silenced. We're not going to get silenced. As you guys know, there's a lot of platforms that we can go on. And we have gone on to. And those fucking libtards. Dude. Going to a fucking store without a muzzle. It's so funny how these libtards will just look at you and stare at you up and down. I do the same thing. When they look at me, I look at them right back. They stare at me up and down. I'll go right in front of their fucking face and stare at them up and down. I'll do the same fucking shit. I don't give a shit. You got something to say? Take your muzzle off and say it. Don't hide behind a muzzle. That's not a shield. It's not a fucking imaginary shield that's going to make you invisible and for me not to see the way you're looking at me because I don't have a muzzle. Because I'm not stupid and I'm not a fucking sheep. So where are Sleepy Joe's fucking supporters? Where are you guys? Why are you guys so quiet? How come when the rallies were going on between Trump and Sleepy Joe, how come Trump's rallies were filled with thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people every time? And Sleepy Joe couldn't even get 12 circles filled. 12 circles. 6 feet to 6 feet. You guys want to know what the six is? It 666. The sign of the fucking devil. 6 feet. Think about that. 6 feet. Everything is six due to the Democrats. Have you guys fucking realized that yet? Keep 6 feet away. Why six? 5.5 feet, you're going to catch the ass virus? 6 feet, you're not going to catch it? Are you serious? Are you guys that stupid? Are you guys that mentally retarded? Yeah, I said it. I said it. Because to me, the leftist Democrats that fucking support Joe Blow are fucking retarded. You guys have mental issues. It's beyond fixing it through psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, and anything you want to call it. That you can't fix stupid. You cannot fix stupid. Go ahead and get the fucking jabs. You know how many people have caught the ass virus that I personally know? I've never caught it. My family never caught it. Those who have caught it that I personally know were the ones that are sheep. Were sheep until they woke up and stopped wearing the muzzle. But those are the ones that fucking wore a muzzle and got the jabs. And guess what happened? They caught the fucking virus. We didn't. Do you guys know the numbers of males, guys, men, boys? I have to speak in kid language for some people to hear me and understand what I'm saying. When they got the jabs, do you know there's a high risk of males that get the fucking jabs to have a blood clot? For females, do you know the high risk and percentage of the people, the females that get the fucking jabs? When they're pregnant, they have a miscarriage. You could be up to 9 months pregnant, 2 days before due date. You're going to have a fucking miscarriage. You're going to kill your baby. And on top of that, those who are not pregnant, those jabs are for population control. It drops the men with heart attacks and blood clots. And for females, it prevents you from getting pregnant again. Congratulations, you dumb fucking bitches. So don't fucking come crying to people and the doctors and healthcare workers after you support Joe Blow saying that I have fertility problems. I can't get pregnant. I've been trying for a while. Well, did you get the jabs? Yeah. Well, sorry, can't help you. I think it should be the opposite. I mean, technically, I believe that the hospital should help everybody. But since we're talking about the hospitals turning away those who refuse to wear a muzzle and those who haven't gotten the jabs, how about you guys refuse helping and services to the super spreaders? Exactly, the super spreaders is what they're called, of those who got the jabs, because they're the ones that are risking everyone else's lives around them. They're the ones that get the fucking jabs, and 30 seconds later, they catch the ass virus that's inside the jab medicine, the poison. I'm so sick of these fucking libtards. It's not even funny. What kind of a fucking so-called president can't even put three words in a sentence together without stuttering? What kind of a fucking so-called president can't even walk up the stairs without stumbling? Not once, not twice, but three times. And those are all the times that only the cameras caught. God knows how many other times he fell down the stairs without the cameras. And what kind of a president doesn't know his way around the White House? Even the fucking news reporter that was the camera guy that was recording him was yelling out to him, "You're going the wrong way. You're going the wrong way." And Secret Services were trying to point the way he was supposed to go. And no, what did he do? He kept walking straight like a fucking retard. And this is the guy that you guys are supporting. Shame on you. To me personally, and I'm not speaking for everyone else, which I should, and I'm sure everyone else in the right wing will agree that are awake. To me personally, anybody that supports Sleepy Joe are as stupid and mentally retarded as he is in many different ways, not just one. And again, if you have a soft side and a weak heart and you fucking are libtard and can't stand the truth, get off my fucking podcast. Get off my podcast. And you try to report it, I swear to fucking God, not only will I legally come after you for harassment and for slander and also for stalking, because it's illegal to do so on social media now. It's a felony, it's a fraud. And the FBI will come after you because I will put all your information out there to the FBI. But at the same time, me being who I am, a psychic fucking medium, this is a promise, not a fucking threat. My fucking demons will come after you. Look me up and see how powerful I am. Black magic and demons of mine are nothing, nothing compared to what I would do afterwards, which will attach the fucking police reports and file lawsuits on you. So now you're going to be fucked for life. So I suggest you to get the fuck off my page before you get your asses in hot water. And this is a promise. I've already done it to people before. You ain't going to be the first one, trust me. I don't have time to play games. None of us do. And for the school system to fucking talk about, "Oh, your kid's got to get a jab." Why do the kids have to get a jab when Dr. Fake and Joe Blow came out saying that there's a 0.00003% of kids catching the ass virus. But yet they have to get the jabs and they have to wear a fucking muzzle 8 hours a day in a fucking school. Fuck you. That's child abuse on the school system part. And you know what the beautiful fucking part I saw in a video today? This guy, Brady Brent or whatever his name was, he actually filed a $250 million lawsuit on CCSD, Clark County School District in Nevada. While he was talking at the school board, like I did when I was an advocate for kids 3 years ago, same place that I was at 3 years ago, he went there. And I believe this was a video from yesterday or earlier today. I don't remember. Regardless, just recently. While he's talking, standing up at the same fucking place that I did, slamming those fucking libtards at the Clark County School District, he asked the security guard, just like I did, to hand out the papers that he was talking about during his speech. As soon as the security guard started handing them papers, he said, "Congratulations, you guys are fucking officially served for a $250 million lawsuit for abuse of our kids in the school system." Exactly what I did 3 years ago. So you guys want to fucking come out and play games with us? You don't think that we know the system? We know the system a lot better than the libtards do. Trust me. We have filed plenty of lawsuits to know exactly how to do it and where to go and exactly what attorneys to go on about filing the lawsuits with. So keep playing games. Keep playing games. I can't wait till the fucking audits come out. The Arizona audits is going to be the biggest one. The biggest one. And, you know, I understand that Horse Cackling Mouth Harris is standing back in the back lines and she just waiting and waiting and waiting till we take Sleepy Joe out of the office with the impeachment and everything we have on him. And she thinks that she's going to be replacing him as president. Nope, you're not, bitch. You're not. We're not just taking him out. We're impeaching everybody in his administration. Every fucking Democratic leftist libtard that has done nothing but ruin people's lives, that has done nothing but ruin our country, that has done nothing but ruin the rest of the world in this world in general, in the universe, who has done nothing but had the most highest suicide rates under his administration. You know, there's millions and millions and millions of people's blood on Joe Blow and his administration hands. Millions. What happened in Afghanistan? You know what I figured out too? It's funny and not too funny. Joe Blow likes to fuck shit up. And every time he fucks shit up, he blames it on Trump. I'm sorry, motherfucking idiot. I believe that everything that's going on right now is under your... What does Trump have to do with it? You are doing it yourself. You're destroying the world. I'm pissed off at other countries too, because why are they listening to this disgraceful, despicable piece of shit who calls himself a president, but he's not. He doesn't even know how to wipe his own ass. Have you guys seen the video when fucking he comes out and says, "I just got my butt wiped"? I just got my butt. Who the fuck says that? What president says that they just got their ass wiped on camera? And the way that he's walking looks like he's about to shit himself again. Secret Services came out saying that he's walking and roaming around the fucking halls looking for a fucking bathroom. Are you kidding me? I can legally, officially call him a shithead. I'm not going to call him Joe Blow. I'm not going to call him Sleepy Joe. He's a fucking shithead. That's what he is, a fucking shithead. And this is the cocksucking asshole that you guys, the most racist fucking trash person on this planet. What happened to Hunter? What happened to Hunter? Why is he not locked up? Why is he not charged with drugs and other shit that they found on him? Why is he not charged, shithead? Or how about the fact that this shithead is the biggest fucking racist, but then there's fucking black people out there that are fucking sucking his dick and kissing his ass. Why? That's exactly what you guys are doing. Those who support him, there's a lot of black people that don't. But then there's a lot of fucking, not a lot, but a handful of black people that are kissing his ass and sucking his dick. For what? Because he called you guys the N-word? He's been in office for 40 plus years, and there's plenty of videos that he's called black people the N-word. Or how about just recently at his fucking rally before he cheated his way into office, he said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. He tried to talk black too. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Fuck you. If I was black, I would have fucking shoved my middle finger up his ass by now. What is wrong with you guys? Are you guys that brainwashed that you don't see the shit this motherfucker has been doing all this time? Are you guys that stupid? Do you guys need a harsh fucking slap of reality to realize what this cocksucker has been doing, not just to you guys, not to your fucking race, but to the rest of the fucking world? He's the biggest racist on this planet. One of the biggest racists. And then Osama is a racist against white people. So they're playing the game between white and blacks. They're trying to fucking divide whites and blacks from each other. And there's fucking stupid ass libtards that are falling for it. There's black people that look at white people like, ew, you guys are nasty. There's white people that look at black people, ew, you guys are nasty. We should stay away from you. But in all general, there's only one fucking race, and it's a human race. We're all one fucking race, and it's a human race in general. But yet these cocksuckers are stupid enough to fall for the shithead and his administration. You tell me if we even cared about fucking race before he came into office. Think about it. We've always helped each other. We've always been there for each other. We don't give a fuck what color you are. I mean, a racist is always going to be a racist. And that the person that says, you know, calls out, screams out racism is the fucking racist. And look at fucking Joe Blow. Look at shithead. He's the biggest racist on this planet. He's trying to divide us through racism, through sexual preference. Oh, speaking of, here's another thing. 6-year-olds are getting pamphlets and books and classes about orgasms and how to pleasure themselves. 6-year-olds. Are you guys okay with that, with your child? Let me ask the libtards that are listening right now, crying, and maybe they need another fucking box of tissue. Are you okay with your child going to school, elementary school, 6-year-old? And the teacher's handing them out pamphlets and books about how to have an orgasm and pleasure themselves. Are you okay with that? Do you know how sick and twisted that is? It makes me sick to my stomach to even talk about this topic right now. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. Enough is enough. When are you guys going to wake the fuck up? When? Does it take for all of us to come and literally bitch slap you into a wall, bash your head into a wall, so that way it can activate the actual sensors in your brain of the reality of what's really going on and the difference between right and wrong? We're not your parents. We don't need to sit here and teach you the difference between right and wrong. If you as an adult by now don't know the difference between right and wrong, then you need to jump off a bridge just like Joe Blow needs to jump off a bridge. Do society a favor, because the less people we have in the world of fucking dumbass sheep libtards that are okay with this kind of stuff, the better for us. The better for us. because we're thinking about our kids' futures. Our kids are the future of this fucking world. Not just this country, but the world. And those parents that are okay with their kids going to school, getting the jabs, risking their lives, putting a muzzle on them, and allowing these schools to teach them sexual shit at age 6, you guys are a disgrace to all fucking parents. You don't deserve to have a child. You don't. Do your child a favor and go jump off a bridge. So at least your child will grow up in the right way. And then people wonder why these young kids are fucking doing drugs and fucking being hookers and prostitutes and getting pregnant at age 12 and 13. Because of parents like these motherfucking low-life, cocksucking, asshole, libtard parents. I know, that was a fucking mouthful, but I don't mind saying it. Enough is enough, you guys. What is it going to take to wake you guys up? Again, do we have to literally bitch slap you into a wall to activate the fucking normal senses in your brain so you can wake up? Or does it take for your child to fucking die from the jabs or from prostitution or complications of labor because they're only 11 and 12 and they have a baby now? Or to have health problems for the rest of their lives because of the jabs, because of the muzzles you put on them at such a young age. Any fucking age, it doesn't matter. You put a muzzle on you, they're suffering. They're suffocating. You're suffocating people's lungs. You're suffocating your own lungs. It lowers your immune system. You're going to end up having pneumonia, bacterial pneumonia. And then those who get the jabs, I don't want to see any more of this fucking videos. I don't, because I don't care for them anymore. I really don't. I don't care to see them. I don't feel sorry for the ones that got the jabs. Then now they're in a hospital on ventilators and they're like, don't get the vaccine. It's going to kill you. Shut the fuck up. We warned you. Well, my Cash App is for you to donate to my dying life. Shut the fuck up. Shut 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 the fuck up. Enough is enough. Stop watching the fucking news. CNN, NBC, MSNBC, whatever the fuck other. Shut the fuck up. Stop watching the fucking news. You know what? In fact, I would love to join the 5 on Fox because that's the only fucking station that speaks the fucking truth. And I'm very, very, very proud of them. I'm just fucking, I'm fed up. I had enough. I had enough of this bullshit. I had enough of this nonsense. We all do. We all have. And you guys show us the 80 million that actually voted for this punk. You don't have the proof, but we have the proof that it was stolen. The votes, the election was stolen. We have the proof. How come the 80 million that supposedly voted for him are not out there supporting him and rallying? All they do, only the handful that voted for him, which is maybe in the tens of thousands, if that, not even a million, that voted for this punk. The only way that they know how to get their point across, which again, we don't care for it and it doesn't faze us, okay? We really don't care for crybaby Karens, or the ones that do the looting, the shooting, rioting, burning buildings down, fucking BLM. What does BLM do? Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. Let's go to a black community and burn down the black fucking businesses and kill black people. Our own fucking people. Let's go ahead and kill them to show our point across. all you guys are doing is showing how stupid you are around the world. How brainless, coward, pathetic, poor excuse of human beings you are. That's all. I would say a lot more, but I really don't want to get into that. Because then people are going to be like, oh, you're a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm just fucking sick. I'm a racist towards every race that's a piece of shit, that has a piece of shit in them. That's what I am. A racist towards every, even my race. Even my fucking race, because there's pieces of shit in every fucking race. And I can't stand them. I love normal human beings. I love every fucking race out there. But I can't stand the fact that these fucking people calling themselves Black Lives Matter, killing black people. That's how ignorant these motherfuckers are. You guys need to go back to the jungles. I said it. You act like a fucking animal. You act like a monster. Go back and live in the jungles and in the swamps. That's where you belong. And what about these Antifa motherfuckers? What about the Antifa? The white trash fucking idiots. I'm white myself, but I'm gonna fucking say it. The inbred, pale-looking motherfuckers. Inbred-looking motherfuckers that are sucking the dicks of these fucking black people that can care less about them. Do they forget what color skin they are? They're fucking backing up BLM. The Antifa white motherfuckers are protecting or backing up the BLM. Do you know that? I don't think they know. This is for the Antifa. I have a question for them. Do you guys not realize that BLM is worse than fucking any monsters on this planet? They're a terrorist group, just like you are a terrorist group. That they don't give a fuck if you support them or not. One of you motherfuckers pisses them off, they will not hesitate to put a bullet in your head. Are you guys that stupid? In fact, I know a bunch of BLM people that have killed Antifa as well. But yet, no, Antifa continues to shove their heads up the BLM asses. Antifa, you're as stupid as BLM is. Maybe you both need to go live in the jungles. Enough is enough, you guys. I mean, this is raw as raw can get, that you guys can get raw fucking message that you guys can get. And there's a lot of other people that do raw messages too, not just me, but I'm proud to do one of them as well because I'm fucking fed up with it. Enough. Okay, enough. Sick of it. Disgraceful fucking people in this country. I want to see more people out there protesting, peaceful protesting, and doing rallies and legally going to courts and start impeaching these motherfuckers, doing everything the right way, the legal way. But we need to start getting louder and louder and louder and actually, you know, actions speak more than words do. So instead of just talking about it, we need to start fucking putting our words into action and getting this motherfucker out of the office, burning his whole fucking administration down in court, burning them all down in court, getting them out one by one. Pelosi too, Schumer, Dr. Fake, all those motherfuckers, get them the fuck out. And then we'll be good. I said what I said. You can either agree with me, or if you want, I could send you a box of fucking tissue for your tears. I don't give a fuck who I offend. The truth is the truth, and it's blatantly out there. We will not be in control of tyrants. This is all about population control. You guys want to get the jabs? Go ahead and get the jabs. You guys want to wear a muzzle and look like clowns and stupid ass pathetic retards walking around with the muzzle, driving in a car with a muzzle? You go ahead and do that. That's your own preference. Y'all show the fucking world how stupid you look anyway, how stupid and brainless and brainwashed you guys are. Go ahead and do that. But do not tell us what to do. If we're not going to take the jabs, we're not going to take it. If we don't want to wear a muzzle, we're not going to wear a muzzle. Go fuck yourself, suck on a dick, sit and spin. Because the next person that fucking looks at us wrong and tries to tell us what to do, they're going to end up getting fucking bitch slapped. They're going to get bitch slapped. We're not holding anything back. Our gloves are off and claws are out. We've been quiet for way too long. Way too long. You want to push the fucking lions? You want to wake the lions up and the lioness? You haven't seen shit. We will shred you into fucking pieces, and that's a fucking promise. After all, we do honor our Second Amendment rights. We do honor our First Amendment rights. We do honor every fucking amendment rights we have. Don't forget that. The second one, especially. And we do honor our constitutional rights. So you cowards need to step back. You keyboard warriors need to step back. You don't want to get our wrath. You've already woken us up. You've already rattled the fucking cages. Trust and believe, we're all awake. All gloves are off and our claws are out. Keep testing us and see how fast your bitches' asses are going to go down. See how fast you'll be flying into a fucking wall. Into space. Don't fuck with us. Enough is enough. See how fast lawsuits will be spinning around yourself in your head. That you won't even know what fucking hole you came out from out of your mom's ass. Don't fuck with us. We are the majority. Just because we've been quiet this whole time and letting you guys do what you do to see how far you're going to push our buttons, well, you've pushed it enough. You're going to see. You're not the majority. We are. Seeing how JoJo's fucking Joe Blow, Sleepy Joe's fucking followers and supporters are all fucking quiet all of a sudden. Where you guys at? Oh yeah, I forgot. Keyboard warriors. That's all. You guys are a joke. And all you do is you give us the stare in stores or when we go out and binks and things like that. Because we don't wear a fucking, fuck you. We're not going to wear a muzzle. Give us the keep doing it. Keep doing it. Because all we do, not all we do a lot more than this. But this is just some of the shit I'm going to give you guys what we do. We record you guys and blast your stupid faces on the internet. And then you guys become the laughing stock and the clown of social media. And it's funny. You guys are hysterical. You make us laugh. You're the entertainment of stupidity, as stupid gets. The libtards, the left wing. You guys are clowns and a joke. What are you going to do, fight back with your wooden spoons because you don't believe in the Second Amendment? Oh, God. We will shove those wooden spoons up your asses so fucking fast you won't even know what happened to you. Don't fuck with us. Anyways, for the rest of the normal people in this world, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. I will be doing a lot more podcasts. And if you don't mind, you guys can support me every month. The prices are there. It's really cheap. Starts off with 99 cents, even $5 a month. If you guys support my podcast, I could keep going. And I'll be more than grateful for you guys to do that for me. I love you guys. Stay safe. Don't do what I would do. And I'll see you guys next time. Take care, loves.